A common bacterial infection among women in sub-Saharan Africa sharply increases the risk of HIV transmission to men. Researchers say current treatments provide only a short-term solution. It's long been known that bacterial vaginosis, or BV, increases a woman's risk of getting HIV. Now research shows an HIV-positive woman who also has the bacterial infection has a threefold greater risk of transmitting the AIDS virus to her male partner. Dr. Craig Cohen is the lead author of the study.
BV is a condition where the normal vaginal flora, which is predominantly lactobacilli, get replaced by abnormal vaginal flora, predominantly anaerobic bacteria. There's a large number of species that are associated with BV. It's not a single bacteria that causes BV, but it's multiple numbers of these abnormal vaginal flora that replace normal vaginal flora.
Cohen is professor of obstetrics, gynecology, and reproductive sciences at the University of California at San Francisco. He says women can be infected and not know it.
Most women are asymptomatic. The most common symptom among those who do have symptoms is abnormal vaginal discharge, usually increased vaginal discharge, and some women will complain of a smell or odor, especially after intercourse.
Despite the infection being so common in women, the cause still has not been pinpointed.
That we don't know, and that's one of the calls in the papers that we really need additional research. We know risk factors for BV, and there are many, but what we don't know is actually what causes it. It's so common in Africa, for example, where in some populations between one-third and 50% of women live with this, it really beckons the question of what's normal.
There are a number of theories and hypotheses as to the cause. One is that bacteria are transmitted to the man and cause inflammation, making him more susceptible to HIV transmission. Cohen says there are treatments for bacterial vaginosis, but the effects don't last very long.
While they will reduce the symptoms in about 70 to 80% of women using metronidazole, or otherwise known as Flagyl, either orally or topically, within a 3 to 6 month period of time, about 60 to 70% of women will actually have a recurrence of BV.
Cohen and his fellow researchers say new treatments need to be developed. These include more effective drugs and possible use of probiotics or bacteria considered beneficial to people. The study was published in PLOS Medicine and was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.